Okay, today's daf is Erev daf Pei Aleph, and we're going to talk about Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Sudar. The Mishnah tells us on daf Pei Aleph that in order for someone to be mezakeh the Erev on behalf of those in his chatzer, so he has to use the principle of Zachan Adam Shlobafanov. So the Mishnah quotes a machlokes that if somebody gives money to a storekeeper or to the baker, Rabbi Eliezer says that that can be done. You give him the bread, you give him money, and then he'll be mezakeh some of the bread for you. And the Chachamim say no, lo zachu la ma'osav, it doesn't work. Why? Because the Mishnah, the Rashi explains based on the Gemara, she'in ma'os konos ad sheyimshoch, because ma'os are not kone, as Rabbi Yochanan says, the Dindra Rabbanan, ma'os are not just paying money is not kone metaltalin until the buyer pulls the metaltalin. And even if the chenveni has you in mind, ain't no erev according to the chachamim. Shari lonis kavin lezakalos b'matnas chinam kishar mizakin be'erev, because the chenveni did not have in mind just to give a present to the person who gave the money. Eloliknos hama, he has his kavanah was to focus on the money. Varina knuyolo, and the money doesn't work until the kone is moshech. To keep him the mosin and kone, so some chadaiti dahai. Vidaiti laknuyi, his mind is not to be kone until he pulls it, and therefore it doesn't work. But umodim b'shar kaladam, but shar kaladam, meaning if it's not a chenveni or an achtom, then it works. Shelzach loma osav. She in ma'arvin laadam elimi daita. Okay, so that's the what the Chachamim say. Rashi adds, "Hol ve'ein balabais rug elimkar kikaros lonis kam mizel asoso shliach." By giving you money, I didn't really want to buy the kikaros. I wanted just to make you a shliach, and that would work. Fine, says the Gemara now. Who is shar kaladam balabais, meaning not a nachtom, and then the Gemara quotes, as Shmuel says, Lo shonu elanachtum av balabais kone. The Chachamim say that the balabais could be kone in this way. And then, v'amar Shmuel, Lo shonu elama'a. The only problem here is if he would be giving a ma'a, if he would give the money, so then that would be a limitation on the shita. Aval kli kone. But if kli, if you use a kli, what does kli mean here? Rashi says, kinyan sudar. But if you did a kinyan chalipin, so then it would be a kone. There wouldn't be a problem of the money. So we're going to talk a little bit about the nature of kinyan chalipin, because we know every kinyan has a unique way it functions, and chalipin is no different, maybe even the most unique. So if you look in the summary shown him in Baba Basra, the toast, the Rashbam in Baba Basra discusses this and others, whether you need Edim for a kinyan chalipin. Right, the Rashbam in Baba Basra on Daf Mem says, based on the Gemara. The Gemara there says, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. What does that mean, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim? It needs to be done. Kinyan, the Rashbam says, Sudar Al Kol Davar Bifnei Beis. Hello, Bayit Vasa. You don't need three, but you need two. You need two. That is the Rashbam sheet. The toast is there. Omar Ben Tam. This doesn't mean what it sounds like. It doesn't mean that you need to do it in front of Edim. After all, what other kinyan requires Edim? You need Edim levarer if you want to prove that it happened afterwards. But who says that you need the Edim there to make it happen? It's not like a wedding. That's what it says in Kiddushin. Says Tosfos. Lo evisadi el shakri, Edim are there to prevent lying. And he quotes others, Gemaras, and therefore says the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that you don't need Edim. So the question is, what would be the Rashbam Shita? Why in the world would you need Edim? Tosfos also quotes this day in Kiddushin Adaf Samachay, and the Tosfos Harash says, Miu Nirali, Da'af Raya Ein Sarech, De'malo Kinyan Sudar, Malo Kinyan Meshicha V'Chazaka. What's the difference between all different types of Kinyanim? A Sudar and a Meshicha, where you pull it, HaChazaka, De'milsa De'pshita Hi, De'mhoda Ruvain B'faneinu, if Ruvain admits, V'omer Nasati Metaltlan Alol L'Shimon, and he says, I gave the Metaltlan to Shimon, U'mashcham, and I pulled it, O'kar Gazuv Echzik, Bo Dodas Baldin, Gemei Edim Dami, Hodas Baldini, he admits what happened. V'chinlin Yin Kinyi Chalipin Nami. So why would you say, why in the world would Kinyi Chalipin require Edim? Good. And if this is not the only, if you think this is the only Shita, no, there's also another Shita, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam, first of all, in Hilchot Mechira, Perkei Halacha Tes, says, Zeh HaKinyan Eino Tzarech Lios Bifnei Edim. So Rambam says you don't need Edim. But the question on the Rambam is, what does he even feel the need to tell us this? Right, no other kinyan, even as the Havamina, the Rambam says, kinyan Meshicha doesn't need Edim. Kinyan Chazaka doesn't need Edim. Of course it doesn't need Edim. If you want to prove it afterwards, it needs Edim. But why would the Rambam even feel the need? And the Ravid there says, Ein HaKol Modim Mekinyan. Right, he even says, like that day in Tos, Ein HaKol Modim Mekinyan, you might need Edom. So that is, no, the Ravid also in the Shimon Gobat says there, Bava Basra also quotes this idea, it's not Miskayim without Edom. That's question number one. Why would you say that it has to be in front of a... Why would you say that? It has to be in front of Edom. Tosfos is a Kiddushin. Daf Chafav quotes a Machlokes, Chafav Mabez, whether it could be done Bifnei Shliach HaMakabel. Right? You might have to do it Mamish in front of the person involved, not in front of the Shliach. That's Tosfos Chafav Mabez in the first parak of Kiddushin. Umikan Medaktik Rabbeinu Shmaya. Dein Moel Kinyin Sudar Ela Bifnei HaKoneh. It has to be done in front of the kone. Shalakach lo hikna lo bechalipin ayde acher. Shlo hayamol klum kibin de lesson lo makabo matana befaneinu. It says Tosas pele godohu. Beinai rivan. It's a pele. Maisim bechol yom shekone besuda shlo bevnei hakone makabo matana. Why would the kone have to be there? Right? Again, you don't find this by any other kinyanim. Or a third halachic difference between this kinyan and others. If you look in Choshe Mishpan in Simen Kuf Tzadihei, retraction time for kinyanim. The Shulchan Aruch says, by all other kinyanim, one has toka de dibor. Ava bishen nimka nigmar hadavar bekinyan sudar kolechem ishtem yochol achzer bo. When it comes to kinyan sudar by chalipin, where you lift up the handkerchief and the pen and you do the kinyan, so then how long do you have to retract? Calls mancha asukin ba'oso inyan. Asukin ba'oso inyan, which is as long as you're involved in the case, it could be a couple of minutes, it could be an hour. V'mifsiko inyan ein echad meim yochol achzer bo. Once you had a hefsek, then you can't be chozer bo. But b'shar darkei hakanoya, says the Shulchan Aruch, ein shum echad meim yochol achzer bo la'achar kidei dibur. La'achar kidei dibur, it's already too late. So again, why is there more retraction time when it comes to a kinyan suder than all other kinyanim? So, Rev Salvechik, and many other achronim, Rav Soloveitchik writes in Rishimo Shiurim from his grandfather Rav Chaim and others that kinyan suder is a different type of kinyan than all other kinyanim. All other kinyanim have two elements: the das involved of the kinyan, the das of the players involved, and the maisa kinyan. You have a physical act of a kinyan which reflects something, which acts in a certain way, performs some type of function, different types of kinyanim, but they all have some focus on the maisa kinyan. When it comes to a kinyan sudar, there's no focus on the maisa. It's a symbolic maisa. All the maisa does is concretize the das, but the focus of chalipin is da'as kinyan. And that's highlighted in the Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara talks about whose kli do you use for chalipin. The Gemara says, Bameh konin, with what are you konin? Machlokas Rav and Levi. Rav Amar, the Kalev shal konin. Rav says, Kalev shal konin. The Kalim of the konin, which makes sense, maybe you might think, because it's like a barter. The konin gives the pen, the handkerchief, and the makne gives the item. So you might say, the Gemara is about to explain, why do you use the Kalev shal konin? Because it's a barter. Says the Gemara, no, a very unusual, wordy explanation. Why do you use Kalev shal konin? De nichale lekonin de levi makne konin, because the konin is very happy that the makne is taking his kinyan chalipin, so that he, the makne, will then be serious about being makne the item. That's a very verbose way of saying, you know, it's a barter. Doesn't sound that it's saying that. Use the kone as kalim so that he shows that he's serious and that the makne will be serious with him. The Levi Amar, and then Levi says the weird, the unusual way, kalim shal makne. It goes in the same direction. I'm selling you an item and I also supply the suitor, right? Well, why is that? So what's going on here? So the Gemara again says at the Maskana, Biahi anadaka makabo mine gamer va'aknile. Right, because I see you accepting the kinyan suder, and I feel good about that, so that's the Gemira's das that I'm going to be makna you the item. So what's going on here? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, explains Rav Chaim. Kinyan Sudar is all about Das Kinyan. I'll read this from the Rishimo Shiurin in Bava Metzia on Daf Mem Hei. Ubier Maran Hagrachsatzal. The Kinyan Sudar Chalok be Yisodino Mishar Kinyanim. Kamo Kinyan Kesef Achazaka. The Bishar Kinyanim Ika Maisa Kinyan. Hamahave Hasiba La Chalosa Kinyan. The Maisa creates the Chalos. Mashenkin Bechalipin. Hamaisa Rak More Al Gemiris Das Alimta. Shel Hamakne. The Maisa, you have a physical action, but it's just symbolic. It's symbolic of seriousness of the Makne. Umikoh Gemiris Das Alimta. And through that Gemiris Das, That's how the Kenyan is chal. Umiyachad achalibin avechalos haknoa midas b'li maisa. That is why you might need edim. Because edim are always needed when there's a high level of das that's required. For kiddushin, you need edim. For darasha be'erva, you need. Because whenever there's a high level of das involved, edim reflect that high level of das. Rivam sover to be an edus lekiyam adavar bin yichalipin. Right, just like to be inon edim, the halos says das, midas apa alma das alimta. The edim reflect it, and the edim change it. The edim take the regular das and make it what Rav Chaim called das alimta. And that's what the Amoraim are saying there in Bamitzia Mem Zayin about kelev shel kona, kelev shel makne. Right, this is the issue, and that's why you have toka de dibur by versus asukim bosu inyan. Right, by other kinyana, you only have toka de dibur because it's focused on a maisa, one moment in time, and therefore that moment is focused on, and you have to be toka de dibur within that moment. Right, he writes there, the toka de dibur avishir begemara maisa, bechalatar akula, utamatsinu beedus besharmili. In general, toka de dibur is a shir in the maisa. You're allowed to extend the maisa that you are doing, one version of toka de dibur. But when it comes to chalipin, it's not focused on any specific maisa. It's focused on the das involved. So you can't, because you can't focus on the das in terms of time increments, asugin bosu inyan. That means as long as your das is there and you haven't had a hefsek. So that's why you might need edim. That's why the shliach might not be able to do it, because you have to have seriousness of the parties involved and know exactly, and he must be there. Venir, and he continues there. This is why also, another nafkamina, well, chalipin works for everything. Almost everything. Everything that you could get along with a mice that you don't need a mice for, per se, but you could just use a kinyan. Chalipin doesn't work for kiddushin. Right? The Gemara and kiddushin daf gimel, right? Lo mikna nafsha, the two different gersos there, and the Rishonim that discuss it. But either way, it could be that there's no mice. And kiddushin requires a mice kinyan. And if chalipin doesn't have a mice kinyan, it's not going to work. But other than that, in almost every case, chalipin works, even though the rule usually is the kinyanim of karka don't work for metaltalin, the kinyanim of metaltalin don't work for karka. And yet here, chalipin works for both. V'nira Ode explains the Rishim Oshirim, there in Bamitzia. The kinyan sudar chalak mishar kinyanim. Tahavi hine kaimalon kinyani karka enam oil liknos metaltalin. The kinyanim metaltalin enam oil liknos karka. They're not, they don't work for each other. V'rak kinyan sudar hu a kinyan ayachidi hamoil bein bekarka bein bemetaltalin. Kinyan sudar works for both. It's, I could even be mischayev. The root of and the source for kinyan sudar. Why? Because it's just a simen of gemira's das, and that's something that could transfer. That's something that could transfer when it comes to metaltalin or karka. And this is almost kimat sen mefurish when it comes in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hay of Hilchas Mechira discusses Kinyan Sudar, and he basically says this Mefurish. Says Mefurish, besides the Halachas that he says. Says the Rambam, Perek Hay. He talks about different types of Kinyanim, and he says here in Halacha Test, that's where he quotes, Ein Tzarech Lios Bifnei Edim. He has to say that. He has to at least say that, because you understand the Hava Mina, even though he doesn't paskin that way. But then the Rambam says, Yesh Dvarim Harbe She'ein Srichen Kinyan. Some things don't need a kinyan sudar, and you know, it doesn't accomplish anything. Kigon hamashachrar avdo, if you free your slave, right? How do you free your slave with a get shichrar? Oh, I'm a garish ezishto. Oh, oseh shliach. Oh, moser moda. Oh, mavata moda. You let somebody know that I'm not serious about this. Oh, mochel chavero. V'chol chayosim v'dor meilu. So the Rambam says all these things don't need a kinyan. Kinyan doesn't accomplish anything. Why all those things? Because all those things require some type of action involved, therefore a kinyan sudar doesn't accomplish that. But the Rambam says, "Nahagu rova mekomos lahaknos lemixas elu hadvarim bechayotze bohen." To do a kinyan, v'yomrim v'kaninu miploni sha'asa ploni shliach, osha macha laploni, osha bita moda, v'yavishenot zarech. So why do you do it? Here it is. Kinyan zesh and nahagu lahaknos be'elu hadvarim. This kinyan that we do in these things, eino moel klum, it doesn't help, elo lahodia, She'eno omer dvarim elu kimisachi kumahatel. To show that I'm not saying all these things as a joke. Ela shegamar belibo. V'acharkach amar. I'm serious about what I'm doing. That's what a chalipin shows. By the chassan's tish, right? The chassan lifts up his akinyan sudar. It shows he has gemiras da seriousness to accept the chiyuvim of the ksuba. Lefichach imamar believe shalem ani omer the gamarki lasas davar zeno tzorof davar acher klal. Really, if he says it, I do this believe shalem, he wouldn't need it. He wouldn't need it. But that is the point of the kinyan. There's another the Rambam that Rav Chaim picked up on, and that is later on in Hilchas Mechira. In Perek Chavtes. In Perek Chavtes, the Rambam talks about Kinyanim there too, and the Rambam says, what about Kinyan Chalipin from a Katan? Can you do Chalipin with a Katan? So the Rambam says, V'cheinim kana miad Katan, o hisker makom hamataltlan v'chazer bo, lo kana lokeach. Shein motziya miad Katan bedin. V'ein Kinyan miad Katan klum. Chalipin doesn't work with a Katan. Why would you say Chalipin doesn't work with a Katan? You would say he's a Labar Das. Right, and if you need Das for a Kenyan, he's a Labar Das. That's all you have to say. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, well, a Kenyan Chalipin usually leads to writing a Shtar, and a Katan can't sign on a Shtar. Sha Kenyan B'Shtar, Veina Edem Chosman, Ella, or you don't, not, can't sign on a Shtar, but you can't be made in a Shtar about a Katan's actions. Veina Edem Chosman, Ella, Shtar Adam Gadol. And therefore, the Kinyan, because it has to do with the Shtar, that's why Katan is excluded. Why does the Rambam say that? Why doesn't he just say he's a Labar Das? So the Frankel Rambam quotes a Shinu Nischos, and the Reb Chaim liked this Girsa. Not Sha Kinyan Bishtar, but Sha Kinyan Kishtar. A Kinyan Chalipin is like a Shtar. What does it mean, like a Shtar? So Reb Chaim develops elsewhere, not for now totally, that a Shtar itself represents a concretization of the Das of the Mischayev. Das the Mischayev, right? The Rishonim discuss, the Balamor in Yivamis Taflam and Aleph, Rishonim discuss, how does a shtar work? Don't we have the principle that Edim cannot give their testimony Bechsav? Mi piyam velo mi piksavam. Right, so how does a shtar work in at all? So Rishonim give all different shatim how to answer that problem. How does a shtar work with mi piyam velo mi piksavam? So Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe it's excluding Elaim. It's excluding someone who can't give testimony about Peh, then he can't give it Bishtar, because you need at least the potential, Roy Labila. And others give other interpretations, but the Balamar says, Mi Piyam below Mi Pik Savam, but Mi Pik Savo would work. What does that mean? The way Reb Chaim explained it, and it's also a day in Tosfos, in Ksubis, I think, on Daf Chaf, that Edom can't give testimony Bishtar, that they're going to write about something that happened to Ploni. But if Ploni himself wants to be Mischayev something, Bishtar, that's not mi pihem. That's mi piv. Mi pi ksavo is the lashon of the Balamar. A shtar represents the concretized das of the person who's being Mischayev himself. So maybe that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. Chalipin is also that. Chalipin is a concretization of the das of the Mischayev in the Valda. That's what the Rambam means. Shakinyan kishtar. A katan can't do a kinyan chalipin, because the Rambam is saying he's a labar das. But he says that in a fancy way. Shakinyan kishtar, the two halachic mechanisms that have to do with concretizing and seriousness of das, that's kinyan chalipin, and that's shtar. And therefore, that's why the Rambam says it in that way, but that is a katan is excluded. But this explains all of the different ideas behind chalipin and what makes it unique. The Rambam also says in Hilchos Avadim, you can't be Meshachbar Avdo with Chalipin. Again, even though it's a universal Kinyan, and you could use it for Karka and Metaltalin and others, but still, it is not a Maisa per se. It is a Maisa that just reflects the Da'as of the parties involved. It concretizes it, and that's why it would not work where you really need a Maisa for Kiddushin and for Shichur, for Shechur Eved. And that's maybe, getting back to our case, that's why here it would work. Because here, in our Gemara, where the Gemara says that Kesef might not work, because by Kesef, the Nachtom would think that he wants to actually barter. He wants to give the money and then get the Lechem. So therefore, the Kinyan is not Nikneh until he picks up the Lechem, because Midrabana we paskin that Mos is not Konos, as Rabbi Yochanan says, there in our Gemara, Mebnei Ma'amr Meshicha Konah, why do you need Meshicha? Because people aren't going to protect the property that they sold already, that is still in their reshus. So that's what we say you have to do mishicha. So when it comes to real kesef that you're using as a makinyan kesef, so then that's not going to work. But when it comes to chalipin, why wouldn't chalipin work? It's symbolic of the seriousness of my das, and I want that bread to be mine in order to use it for an erev, and that's why it would be usable in this case. Chalipin would work, just like it works in almost all other cases. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This was Erevin Pei Aleph, the last full daf here in Perek Chalon. Okay, we will stop here.